If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a Savior. And on Christmas Day, the Savior was born, Lord at His birth. Father, I pray that You would just remind us of that truth, let it really sink in. And Lord, we're just so grateful for all that You have done for us, for all that You've given. Fill our hearts with joy this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. What did you get for Christmas? Don't know yet. Haven't opened the gifts yet, right? That's the question that I was asked by my friends growing up every year after Christmas morning. What did you get for Christmas? And we'd all get together and we'd go down the list. We'd compare. Some of us would get bikes, some of us video games or whatever, but we would just compare those gifts. And what an awesome, exciting time that is as a kid at Christmas, getting all those gifts. And that's what we do on Christmas. We give gifts and we receive gifts. And you know, it's actually kind of odd that we do that with one another, because on Christmas Day, we're actually celebrating the birth of Christ. Jesus is the birthday boy. He should be getting all the gifts, shouldn't he? And we should give Him gifts. But I don't think He minds at all that we give one another gifts. I think it blesses His heart that on this day we give. And I don't think He minds that at all, because God is a giving God. Jesus is giving. Jesus gives and gives and gives and gives and gives more. God continues to give. And this morning, I just want to very quickly, very briefly, go through a quick list of gifts that God has given to us as Christians. Because of Christmas, because of the birth of the Savior, because of His birth, life, death, and resurrection. Many of you have presents around your tree, or you had presents around your tree, and you took those presents out one by one and opened them. One by one, unless it was a free-for-all. I don't know if you have free-for-alls at your house, but most of us just take those gifts and enjoy it and open them one by one. I want to do that figuratively this morning with the gifts that God has given us. Let's just take out some gifts and let's just unwrap them and be reminded of what Christians get for Christmas, what God has given, what Jesus has given. Would you look at Romans chapter 5 real quick? Romans chapter 5. Just going to look at a few passages this morning that tell us what we have in Christ Jesus. Be reminded, rejoice. In verse 1 of Romans chapter 5, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." I see five gifts right there in those first two verses of Romans chapter 5. Beautiful, wonderful gifts. One of the gifts is called justification, and that is such an important concept. It's an amazing concept to consider. Justification. Justification says that God has declared you to be holy. God has declared you to be righteous. God has declared that you have no sin. That you have never sinned once. Justified, just as if I'd never sinned. Now you have sinned. And you're not holy. And you're not righteous. But justification says God has declared you to be righteous. He's declared you to be innocent, guiltless. What an amazing concept. And justification even goes further than that. It says that God has placed the righteousness of His Son upon you. He's given you the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, you're not righteous like Jesus Christ. No, you're not. But justification says God has declared you to be righteous just like Jesus. What a gift! From a legal perspective, it's like you're sitting in a court of law. You're guilty and everybody knows it. But the judge says, I pronounce you innocent. You are righteous. You're a model citizen. You could think of it from an accounting perspective. You are bankrupt in the righteousness department. In the spiritual account, we are bankrupt and we have nothing good to offer the Lord. But justification says God has credited your righteousness account to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He's added that to you. Oh, glory. What a gift that's been made possible because of Christmas, the birth of the Savior. What else it says there in verse 1? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God is another gift. If you've given your life to Christ and if you understand what Christmas is all about, the Bible says you have peace with God. You don't have to be afraid of God. You don't fight against God. The Bible teaches that before a person comes to Christ, they are at enmity with God. They're at war with God. And some might say this morning, I've never had a problem with God. I've never felt like I was fighting against God. I never thought that. But the Bible says that if you have sin in your life and it hasn't been forgiven, that puts you at odds with God. You're at enmity with God. But if you put your faith in Christ, the Savior, the sin problem goes away and you're at peace with God. You're not fighting with God anymore. You don't have to be afraid of God anymore. You can sleep well at night. You're at absolute peace with the Lord. And you know that the moment you die, you'll stand before God in peace. There'll be no judgment for you. Your sins are forgiven. What a gift. In verse 2, it says, through whom we also have access by faith. What a gift. If you have given your heart to Christ and if you understand Christmas and have received Jesus as your Savior, the Bible says you have complete and total direct access to God. Again, before you give your life to Christ, you're alienated, you're separated from God. But when you give your heart to Christ, the Bible says you enter into a living relationship with a living God who loves you. You become a son, you become a daughter, and as such, you can go right to God as your heavenly Father. You have a direct line to Him. You can call Him up and you don't get voicemail. He's always available. Prayer opens up. It means something. He's hearing your words, and God will speak to you through His Word. You have access. What a gift. Through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, Paul says. If you are a child of God, if you have embraced Jesus as your Savior, then the Bible teaches that you have become a child of grace. Grace is another wonderful concept. It means the unmerited favor of God. It means that God pours out abundant blessings upon your life, even though you don't deserve one of them. And if you give your heart to Jesus, you become a child of grace. You become a child of God, and you become a recipient of all the many wonderful blessings of God. And oh, how we enjoy all those blessings. And just think, you don't deserve one of them. God just gave you His grace. Transform from the child of wrath to the child of grace. And then I love that last gift that I see at the end of verse 2, faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. To me, that's one of the greatest presents that I have in knowing Jesus Christ. Hope. Genuine, sincere, certain hope. Christians should be the most hopeful people on the planet. Amen? If you've embraced the Savior, you have been given hope. There is the hope of heaven. There is the hope that Christ will return. There is the hope that everything will be taken care of. Amen. As a pastor, I'm oftentimes dealing with people who are going through very dark circumstances, dark times, and there's situations that people face, and it's so scary. And as I talk with them and try to counsel them, man, if I didn't have Christ in my life, I wouldn't know what to tell people. But with Christ in my life, there is always hope. And with Christ in your life, there is always hope. In the face of death, there is hope. Why? Because Jesus Christ defeated death and there's heaven. In the face of illness, there's hope. If you have Christ in your life, listen, all the days ahead are the best days for Christians. Amen? It'll just keep getting better and better and better and better. The Lord has so much in store for each one of us. Certain, awesome, wonderful hope. Unwrap that this morning. Take it. Look over at Ephesians chapter 1. It's to your right. Look at verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 1. Speaking again of what we have in Christ Jesus. Gifts, presents because of Christmas, because the Savior was born. In verse 7 it says, in Him, that is in Christ, we have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. In verse 7 you have more terms that describe our salvation and what the death of Christ has opened up for us. That wonderful word, redemption. If you understand Christmas and if you've embraced Jesus as your Savior, the Bible says that you have been redeemed. You have undergone a great redemption. Redemption means to buy back something that is in bondage. It speaks of somebody who is a slave to another master, and another master would come along and buy that slave out of bondage. He's redeemed that slave. And set that person absolutely free. That is the concept of redemption. The Bible teaches that before you become a Christian, you're in bondage to sin. And you're in bondage to Satan. You're in bondage to the devil. But when you give your heart to Christ, He buys you out of that. He redeems you. And you know what it cost Jesus? His blood. That's how much you're worth. That's how much it costs you to be redeemed. It says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. What a gift! All of your sins can be forgiven. All the sins you ever committed in the past, in the present, all the sins that you're going to commit in the future, total, complete forgiveness of sins. Knowing that you are forgiven totally in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. What a gift. And of course, how was God able to do that? Well, He didn't just say, well, I'll ignore your sins. He paid for your sins. He paid the price. He paid the penalty for your sins, my sins. He sent the Savior, Jesus. Jesus grew up and faced the cross. The Bible says that all the sins of the world were placed on Him at the cross. And He died in our place. And He rose again that third day. The Bible says if you will give your heart to Jesus Christ, then all of your sins will be forgiven. Because they're paid for. Jesus paid for them. I heard of a family who every year they had a tradition on Christmas Eve that they would trim their tree on Christmas Eve. They would decorate it on Christmas Eve. And every year they had a particular theme, different ways that they would do it. One year they decided to go with the red theme. So they just put red decorations on the tree and they just put red light bulbs all over the tree. And so then after they got that done, they turned all the lights off in their house and they turned just the red lights right there on the tree. And when they did that, they saw a startling thing.
Near the base of the tree was a poinsettia plant, having some red flowers and some white ones. When the other lights were turned out and the red lights were turned on, it was absolutely impossible to determine which of the poinsettia flowers had red petals and which had white. They were all white in the red light. And what a wonderful, wonderful illustration of the shed blood of Christ. If the shed blood of Christ has been applied to your life, then you are white as snow. You're forgiven of all your sins. You're cleansed. You're redeemed. Hallelujah! Think of what Jesus Christ has given you and I. Think of what He has done. Think of how much God has given to you. And unwrap those gifts this morning. In verse 9 it says, having made known to us the mystery of His will. That's another gift. If you're a Christian, if you've received Jesus, God has given you wisdom. God has given you insight into life. He's given you answers to all the important questions. Is there a God? Yes. Where did we come from? God made us. What's wrong with the human condition? Sin. We've fallen away from the Lord and rebelled against Him. Why do bad things happen in life? It's the result of sin and the influence of Satan in this world. Is there life after death? Yes. Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Yes. And those who put their faith in Christ will spend eternity in heaven. Is there a way a person can be saved? Yes, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. If you give your heart to Christ, you get wisdom and insight into life. You get all the answers to all the important questions. What a gift. You're not walking around blinded in life anymore. Groping in the darkness, you've been given light, you've been given understanding. C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors, and you may have heard him in the news lately. He wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. And that movie is doing so well, and I'm very glad with how they did that and how they've depicted it and protected the integrity of that message. But C.S. Lewis has some wonderful quotes, and this is one of my favorite quotes. He said, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen. Not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. If you see Christ, if you put Christ and you get Christ in your life, you'll see everything else. And that's a gift, that's insight, that's wisdom. And then the Lord's given us His Word to give us skill in living life. Oh, the gifts just keep coming. Look at verse 13 of Ephesians chapter 1. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, we can't forget to mention the Holy Spirit. Bible says when you give your heart to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God takes up residence in your life. You become a temple of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a gift He is to you. What a gift He is to me. The Spirit of truth who guides us into all truth. The Spirit who comforts us. The Spirit who helps us to testify. The Spirit of God who produces the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. Oh, these gifts, unwrap them. Enjoy them. And then I think of all the many other gifts. Eternal life, that's a pretty good gift. You give your heart to Christ and He gives you eternal life. It's a quality of life that starts right now. You become born again. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. He gives us peace and joy in the midst of difficulties. He gives us strength to do all the things that are required of us. He gives us purpose in the midst of trials and tribulations. How about provision in this life? How about the blessing and gift of living in the United States of America? And the food and the drink and the shelter that God has given. Those are gifts from God. How about your families? How about your children? How about your spouse? All gifts from the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And really, you could sum it up on Christmas morning, and this is the best part.
The best gift that God has given us is His very self. Amen.
On Christmas morning, Jesus gave us Himself. He gave us Himself. He held nothing back. He left His rightful place in heaven, and here He came and took on the form of a human being. Even a baby lied in a manger on a specific mission trip to forgive us of our sins, to make it possible for us to be forgiven. He gave us Himself.
The gifts that God wants to give us, like all gifts, only become gifts when you receive them as gifts. You have to receive Christ. You have to ask Jesus to be your Savior. They don't just come to you by default. There has to be a moment in your life when you look to the baby Jesus and when you know that the baby Jesus is God in human flesh and grew up and died on the cross for your sins and rose again the third day. That becomes a part of your life, and you put your faith in the living Savior. And you ask Him to be your Savior and to come into your heart. You make a decision like that and you become born again. You've been given eternal life. And you become a recipient of all these gifts that we've just mentioned. And it's been brief. There's a whole lot of other gifts that we could talk about. But you have to receive it. You have to receive Jesus. You have to receive Him as your Lord. Most of us as Christians here this morning, man, we've received Jesus Christ and our lives are blessed. Amen. And when somebody asks you what you got for Christmas this year, you say justification. They're probably going to, what is that? But explain to them what Jesus has done for you and how He's declared you to be righteous through His death. Father, I thank You for the wonderful reminders. I thank You so much, Lord, that You are a God who gives abundantly. And Lord, we just want to say thank You. And Lord, on this is Your birthday, we do want to come to You and we want to give You some things too. We want to give You our lives. We want to give You our hearts once again. We want to give You our praise and we want to give You our worship. We give these as gifts to You, Lord. If there would be anyone here who finds themselves in this place, Christmas morning, and you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've never made that decision. Again, I remind you that doesn't happen by default. You have to make a decision to invite Christ to come into your life. Perhaps you'd like to do it on this day, right now, Christmas Day, 2005. You'll never forget it. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. If that's you, if you'd like to receive Christ for the first time, every head bowed, eyes closed, but you raise up your hand. Show me that you want to pray that prayer to receive Christ. Raise up your hand high so I can see it. Just show by indication. Few kids around raising their hands. Any adults want to join them? Say, I want to give my heart to Christ. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you're afraid to raise your hand, but you know that you need to make this decision, then you just pray in the quietness of your heart. Make sure that Jesus is Lord of your life this Christmas. And your Savior. Don't miss what Christmas is all about.
Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Thank you for coming. Thank you for leading us out of darkness. Thank you for facing the cross and taking my sins upon you. Be my Savior. Forgive me. Change my life forever. Make me born again. In Jesus' name, amen.